I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, I am neck deep in this states people like to visit thing. And states people don't like to visit. It's crazy. Yes. I can't find a comprehensive list that just lists them all, but I've got some stuff, and I'm going to put together I guess it won't really be a Nebraska quiz, but it'll be a quiz about states. You'll like it. I promise. It'll be so fun. Oh. It's almost time to play a game. I'm working on it.
All right.
This part of the show is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. It's the perfect way to catch up on all the best moments from our show from this past week. So pour yourself a cup of coffee and tune in for a bonus day of Sarah and Vinny every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Of course. What is it?
I know that that's not tied to cartoons in any way, but you remember when we used to watch Popeye?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Popeye was one of the cartoons, but there were others around it. One of them was Tom Slick.
I don't remember Tom Slick.
Who do you remember? What other cartoons played when Popeye played?
I don't know, but there were other ones.
And there was a dude who sat at a drawing. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
He sat at a
they showed him kind of
drafting table,
right.
And he would be, he was an artist of some kind.
He was like the guy who...
Tom Berenger, I think, was his name.
Okay. We'll
something like
with,
that.
Let's go with Tom Berenger.
Tom Berenger. Oh, there it is. Is that Tom Slick?
Yeah.
Okay, Tom.
I don't recognize that at all.
What?
No.
What other cartoons played when Popeye played?
Yeah, right. Type that in. What cartoons played when Popeye played?
I'll type it in.
Because it would be. Right. Please don't. You're on the air. All right. So, anyway, I guess what you're saying is that there were Saturday morning cartoons, and we're now the Saturday morning special.
No. Well, it just reminded me of one of those thoughts I had recently where I went, I can't remember the other cartoons that played with Popeye. Because Popeye was bunk in reality.
I loved Popeye.
I know he ate his spinach and he beat up Bluto, but it was like it's the same deal every time.
It really was. It didn't vary much from the main
theme. And then there's, Wimpy
Olive's
with his,
in trouble.
He loves hamburgers.
I'll gladly pay you a dollar today for a
hamburger.
Tomorrow for
drunk
a hamburger.
Is actually
today.
A guy who likes hamburgers? Okay, whatever.
He's drunk on hamburgers.
You say so. Anyway, sorry.
On your television tonight, we've got Country Music Television, CMT. Remembers Toby Keith. Toby Keith passed.
Oh.
8 o'clock tonight on Country Music Television, CMT. I wonder if that's 5 o'clock our time. They don't really say. The season premiere of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Okay. It's on MTV. If anyone still cares about Jersey Shore. I was just amazed to see that there were still Jersey Shore shows being made.
Situation. What?
Whoa, situation.
The second season premiere of Halo on Paramount Plus.
Oh, didn't someone say they really liked it?
John watched the first two episodes and said he really liked it and that he stopped watching it so that I could watch it with him, but we have never started it, and now we're on season two. And I think that Alex said he really liked it.
Huh.
And then there's something called, and we talked about this, I don't know, Bryn, was this a couple months ago we talked about this? This series premiere of a show called Couple to Thruple.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Peacock, and it's four couples who are adding a third. Each of them is adding a third person to their relationship to experiment with polyamorous love. It's going to be a disaster.
Yeah, it was
fun.
A mess.
We do have a trailer for that one.
Yep.
And if you would like to watch it, we are putting it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Is that just a lady saying, I'm done doing this, guy. Someone else come in here and help me out. Is that what that is?
It very well could be. Maybe it's a lady saying, I really need two of these things.
Oh, wieners, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or maybe it's a gay couple adding a third gay guy or girl.
There's all of that.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's no trailer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
They're both, you know.
It's all various kinds of couples adding a third.
Adding a third. And
is it like two white people from the burbs adding a dog? Let's get a dog. What do you think? We'll be a throuple.
Oh, that's not.
Not, you sure?
Hope not.
And you see,
that's boring.
Some of them are successful where they're like, I'm really enjoying this and it's working perfectly.
And one of them is like crying in the corner. Is that?
Well, yeah, they show up. Some couples just really not working out in this trailer.
Well, it could be the wrong person.
Thank you, texters. Mighty Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Mighty Mouse was great.
Super Chicken.
I don't know Super Chicken.
Baka, 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 baka. No?
Maybe. Mighty Mouse for sure, though.
415 says, it was Tom Hayden, not Tom Berenger.
Well, we knew it wasn't Tom Berenger.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Tom Selleck.
Well, you said Tom Slick. Is that who that
No,
was?
Tom Slick is the race car driver. Tom Berenger was the guy who introduced the show, but then it turns out it's Tom Hayden.
I see.
My bad.
It does sound familiar, but I don't.
What, the baka, baka, baka?
All of it sounds kind of familiar.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue
you.
Oh
my
you.
God.
For Super Chicken.
No, I got nothing on that.
Super Chicken.
Super chicken. Why not? You know, I can see why Vinny liked that though, with his little chicken legs.
Get with them.
See, even the way he makes noise, he sounds kind of chickeny.
Sarah.
Don't you want to add anything else to it, Bon-Bon? Come on, Bob. We have another trailer that we're putting up for you, and it looks as scary as you hope it would be. So, A Quiet Place, which was the movie made by John Krasinski and his wife Emily Blunt, and I won't give any spoilers, but the cast changed somewhat for the second one.
That's a spoiler.
It's not. Some of the same cast is there, but not all of the same cast.
Why would that happen?
And yet everyone's still involved in it. Everyone who made the first one also made the second one. So, do you?
Yeah.
So, A Quiet Place.
One's a producer.
A Quiet Place. I don't know if it's, I think it's called A Quiet Place Day One. Is that the name of it? A Quiet Place Day One. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, now we're going back. They have flashback. They've talked about, you know, how it happened, how they got to where they were. But they are going back to the day it happens. And it starts with Lupita Nyong'o walking down the street carrying a cat. And she's just walking down the street in New York. And she looks up and there's all these things streaking out of the sky. Like, what on earth could that be? And then suddenly Jimon Hounsou's in it too. And they're hiding. And he's all, shut up! You know, because you have to be quiet. That's why they call it A Quiet Place. Okay. Well, they found out, yeah. It's day one, and they have found out. So, I loved the trailer. It's just a quick thing, and we've got it, and we've put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. But if you're ready for this, well, if you're not ready, you don't have much time to prepare, because it's coming out June 28th. And it will be, yes, this year. So, although they're saying here A Quiet Place 3 is in the works for a 2025 release, but this is, technically, this is A Quiet Place 3. This is A Quiet Place Day 1 trailer. And it is, doesn't look like Krasinski's as involved in this one.
Oh.
It's based on the original idea from A Quiet Place filmmaker Krasinski. It's directed by the guy who did Pig, which I think is the Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah, I like that movie, actually.
And he also wrote the script for it. So it sounds like it's a different team, but the same concept. And it looks absolutely great. Lupita Nyong'o. She goes silent to avoid the aliens. The trailer, again, up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Disney has announced a Moana sequel hitting theaters this November. A surprise announcement that they made yesterday. 2016 is when Moana, I should have asked you, when did that come out? Would you have said 2016 or would you have said earlier?
I don't know what I would have said, because I usually, when you ask it, I try to go with the number that pops into my head. Mm. But I love Moana.
I know
I've watched
you do.
It a million times. And you know another one they just announced, too. Do you have that? Another
one? I'm not sure.
Zootopia 2.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have that.
Is also coming out soon. I loved Zootopia. So good.
Yeah, it is.
It's great.
Can you look that up, see if you give me a release date?
Sure.
All the kids movies, you know, they when they're good, they're worth a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep making Toy Stories. I would watch all the Toy Stories.
Trolls has cranked out three of them, and there's got to be more.
What's the one with the minions? Invincible Me, Incredible Me.
I haven't really watched all those.
Impossible Me.
I'm Indespicable Me.
Despicable. It's Despicable Me.
Indespicable.
Indescribable Me.
While we're back on cartoons, George of the Jungle also aired with Popeye.
Oh, I know George of the Jungle.
George.
Of the Jungle.
George.
Fred to you and me.
Zootopia 2 comes out in November of 2025.
Oh, so that's... So this year, though, November of 2024, Moana.
Stoked.
I will say, they do not say if the casting is going to be the same.
Oh, however, it's the same.
I don't know.
They won't dare try to change
that. You
know
who's not writing the music?
Lin-Manuel.
That's right.
What?
Who's writing it?
No official word on casting. Like if is her name Auli'i Carvalho?
Mm-hmm.
She was Moana. No word. Rock as Maui. No word. But we do know that Lin-Manuel will not be writing the music.
Why wouldn't they give him whatever he wants to stay with that franchise?
Don't ask me.
Is it because they're broke?
Oh, that's right. Disney's broke. I forgot. Moana 2 is not related to the live-action remake, which is actually coming out in June of 2025. So that's the live-action thing for the very first Moana, not for another year and a half. Moana 2, though, later this year. November 27th.
I think Moana 2 is live action with The Rock.
It, not to be confused.
Okay.
And it's possible that they're too busy working on that. I don't know.
You can't not
I agree. I agree. Like, it's just voice work.
You just go to Lin-Manuel and you go, we have our checkbook out. What's it going to, like, that's what makes that is those songs are great. And you know what doesn't, like, Wish, the reason it fell short, those songs are not great. My kids like it, but, you know, kids.
Very little taste.
Right.
Yeah. This is a cruise I would go on.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it starring Cross Dagger?
Oh, that'd be great. I love that band. No, it is. What it's starring is some of the people from the original Love Boat. Like, I think one of the reasons I actually would go on a cruise, I would love to at least try it.
To get a drink from Isaac?
Yes.
Get them!
Exactly. And to be looked at by Doc, and to get my day planned by Julie. So, when we were kids, and I know you must have done this too, Friday nights, it was the Love Boat and Fantasy Island. It might have been Saturday nights. One of the nights that we were allowed to stay up late, it was the Love Boat followed by Fantasy Island. And I think the Love Boat might have even gone to Fantasy Island to drop people off. Like, people would get out. Oh, no, it's the plane to plane. Never mind. I'll take that part back. So, the Love Boat, all the people, a lot of them are dead. Some of them are like, I'm not doing that. But some of them are down. Princess Cruises is going to set sail in August with cast members from the original series. So, if you've ever dreamed of sailing on the actual Love Boat, this is as close as you'll ever get. 7 days at sea with Doc, who's played by Bernie Kopel, Gopher, Fred Grandy, who I think went on to be a senator, or at least a rep.
Oh.
Isaac, your bartender, Ted Lang, and Vicky Steubing. Little Vicky. Jill Whelan. Gavin McLeod, who played Captain Steubing, died in 2021. Lauren Tews, who played, which this sucks. She's only 70 years old, but Julie McCoy, she's not going. She's like, no.
No.
She's not doing it. I know.
What's she doing?
Busy being 70, I guess. I don't know. Maybe she's like, I don't look like I used to, and I don't want to. I don't have the energy for that. The official dates are August 31st through September 7th. The boat sets sail from New York City, stops in New England and Canada. It's like an Upper East Coast tour. It's weird.
All right.
I mean, it's lovely. It's pretty up there, but not like you're going down the Caribbean.
Not worth full facial reconstruction to Julie McCoy, apparently.
Right. She's all, you know what? This is, no. Activities include meet and greets and photo ops, plus vow renewal ceremonies.
Is that Julie McCoy?
That's her in the old. Oh, can I see? This is the old Julie McCoy. She looks fantastic.
Look at those blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a cutie. I love her.
Oh, she's.
Oh, she looks fine. Yeah. Well, that's probably. She looks like she's in her 50s in that one. Yeah. It's been 20 years since that picture was taken. Age, the ravages of age. Activities will include meet and greets, and you can get your vows renewed. I'm telling you something right now. I know it's corny and goofy, but I would do this with John and go get my vows renewed.
You'd make John do that.
If John wanted to. I wouldn't make John do it. Okay. But I'll tell you something right now. John would want to.
No, he would not.
And I bet you my kids would, too.
How do you know he'd want to do that?
I don't actually know.
She just guesses at stuff. It's like the time we asked... We said, hey, we want to bring John to a football game. He's busy. Well, what do you mean he's busy?
I wasn't guessing.
He has stuff to do.
He was busy that day.
Yeah, because you had stuff for him to do.
Yeah, he has stuff to do that day. What day?
Someone has to plan his day,
all the days
guys.
When he's not.
I'm just. You're welcome, John. I planned some things for you for today. So your day's full. You're too busy to do that. Oh, yeah, she's looking older.
Is that three or four necks? I can't tell.
Okay, don't do that.
Don't do what?
Count her necks.
Well, the photo features them.
It just feels wrong.
One. You're supposed to get up above the...
Yeah. It's a neck of many features.
That person's on their knees getting that shot. Straight up the neck.
Or she's really tall.
Oh, maybe she is.
Maybe.
Is
maybe
it possible Julie McCoy was 6'8"?
Yeah. And the photographer's 5'1"? It's possible. Okay. Anyway, I thought that sounded fun. I feel alone. I don't know why.
That sounds great. I would love to do that.
I know. Let's do it.
I do.
Let's go. Oh, my God. Let's go. You can get married on it.
Yeah, all right.
You know what you should do, Bryn? Let her be in charge of all your next big vacation.
Yeah, I just want to hang out on the cruise.
Well, let's do it through the station. We'll take listeners with us.
All right.
Oh, my God. How fun would that be? Today, Lindsay.
They love it when you do that, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure they do. Well.
Danae's like, I haven't even found a desk yet this morning to work at. And you're already giving me stuff.
I'm in an arm wrestling match with the guys down the hall to claim the one
desk.
Which
desk I get.
Yeah. It's musical guest. If anybody gets there, nobody wants to get up. Everyone's like, I'm just going to pee myself here. I can't get up.
Every time I move, they move my stuff to the hall.
Why is my stuff still in a pile over there?
I wonder if that's become a rule, like, you know.
If my stuff's at a desk, you can't have it?
Yeah, don't move my stuff off.
Well, I have claimed this desk. Well, it is true, though, when we leave the studio, if we leave anything behind, it might be trapped in here because someone else is using the studio. Mm-hmm. So it's
you scared me the other day, now I'm going to bring my headphones home every day.
Well, I would. I mean, other people are using the studio.
Right. I don't want that.
Use your own headphones.
Right.
I think you'll like this.
Okay.
This one's for you. I don't know why it's important to me or to you or really to anyone that Ron Howard and Henry Winkler are still friends. It just is. It's just important. So Ron Howard went on Twitter, and this is after Henry Winkler went on Twitter, and Ron reposted the picture that Fonzie put up. Ron just, this is Opie and Richie Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
And a famous movie director, people. Ron Howard says in his post, in his tweet, just started post-production in Sydney, Australia, on my recently wrapped latest movie, Eden the Movie, starring an amazing cast. A great creative experience, but that's for another post. When I touched base with Henry, so he just reached out to Henry Winkler randomly, he says, I discovered he was making an appearance here in support of his excellent best-selling memoir, #BeingHenry, The Fonz and Beyond. Fantastic. We connected backstage and I watched him give a great speech to a huge crowd. And so Henry Winkler also posts, life as the world turns at Real Ron Howard came to my book event in Sydney, Australia. So exciting for everyone.
That's great.
It's such a cute picture of it. They're old now. It's the Fonz and Richie and they're old and you still love them so much.
Growing up, I absolutely can honestly 100% say my favorite TV show was Happy Days.
It's
as a
so
little
good.
Boy,
yeah.
That was my favorite show.
Monday,
I loved
Tuesday,
it.
Happy Days. Wednesday, Thursday,
all
Happy
of the stuff.
Days.
Potsy, Ralph Mouth. I still got it.
I think
it.
It's Sunday, Monday.
Cha-cha-cha. I still got it.
Sit on it, Ralph.
all of the stuff. Mrs. C, Mr. C, Shortcake.
Well, what was her real name? Joni.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joni loved Chachi.
Well, she went from being the little sister to, holy smokes, that chick's kind of hot.
She's built. Yikes. Prince Harry has visited and has also left. King Charles has some kind of cancer. It was announced over the weekend. And they found it when they were looking at his big prostate. A huge prostate. It was a huge royal prostate. Mm. We're going to take a look. We're going in. We'll take a look. So when it was revealed that he had cancer, Harry ditched everything and went to his father's side. He said, hey, I'm here. I'm here. Whatever you need, Papa. I'm here for you. I'll be going back now to my wife and my children. We don't like you much.
You know, I've never been a royals guy. I don't care about or follow that stuff. But one of the things that I saw Prince Charles do, who he came off, in my opinion, as kind of a nincompoop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it almost felt like the queen was staying put because she didn't want him in charge of that spot.
Mm-hmm.
But when he stepped up and said, there will be no blood test. That is my son, despite the fact that he's handsome.
And looks nothing like me and is a redheaded stepchild.
That's my boy, and we're not doing any testing on that.
Yeah.
We're not. He's my son. And there were even, I even remember them saying, here's the guy that Princess Diana hung out with, and he looks exactly like Prince Harry.
Mm.
And he still said, no, we're not going to do that. That's my boy. I found that to be
a man who loves his child.
Really, really charming and really endearing. And yep. Really, I went from that guy's an ass to, oh, okay.
So he flew like to the UK to mm-hmm. see his dad. He had hoped, and this he is Prince Harry,
mm-hmm.
or former Prince Harry, I guess just Harry now. He wanted to meet with his brother, Prince William, the future king.
Sounds like he didn't.
And Prince William was like, no, 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 no. I shan't be meeting with that redheaded stepchild of a brother of mine. Yeah, Harry got there Tuesday. Just a brief visit at his London home, Clarence House, and then he left.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. I feel kind of bad about it, too. He sounds like he wasn't there very long at all. He had hoped to meet Prince William, and Prince William said, no, not meet with you.
Well, he's caused pain, hasn't he?
He has.
And I can see, you know, you side with your partner because that's your partner, but in reality, they're brothers. They grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad to think that they're now going to be apart because of his new marriage. Not new, but you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the wife and him took up against them and now.
And released all kinds of information about them and mm-hmm. wrote books that told all the inside stories and did podcasts and just were not.
You cashed out, but now you're out.
Now you are out. That's what happens when you cash out. You're out.
It's really sad.
Yep. Anyway, there you go. He went and visited his dad. You know, on a human level, that is his dad. And he wanted to see
him. And I, on the other level, I hope that their marriage is worth
never
it all.
Never breaks up.
Because if
he
threw himself, it's just sad. Anyway, mm-hmm. go on.
I'm done.
I mean,
what's
he's a
up?
Prince, so what's, whatever. Oh, you're done. My turn. Okay,
yes.
Sorry. Valentine's is right around the corner and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Jane, all this week, 5:05 every day, she has your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake. May 7th at the SAP Center in San Jose. Listen for the keyword, and when you hear it, text it to 20357.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank, the Oakland Zoo, Tiburcio Vasquez Health Center, and San Leandro Boys and Girls Clubs are among the 142 Bay Area organizations Fremont Bank and its foundation donated to in 2023. Fremont Bank's strong focus on community reminds locals it's here for them and here for good. Mm. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Pronunciation, Tiburcio Vasquez. It was at the end. Everyone, Vasquez.
Your pronunciation skills are
the best.
Kind of incredible.
Wait for it.
Bull.
Nearly 13. Oh, by the way, today should be pretty nice.
It already looks pretty great.
We're out of that storm cycle. That doesn't mean there won't be more rain, but for now, we catch a break.
Very pretty day out right now.
While nearly 13,000 PG&E customers are still without power across the Bay Area.
Oh, boy.
That is days after.
Yeah, that's like a week later almost.
Now, we'd lost power so much at my house that we got a generator and got it wired so that we could just push that thing outside, fire it up, and get right back to power. But those of you who maybe don't lose power regularly are stuck days without it.
It isn't awesome.
It isn't awesome, no.
We're very sorry.
So, yes, it's one of those things where it just upsets any kind of balance. You can, yes, you'll live, but you're also going, I still got to work. There's no time's out. Time's out. We've just been in the dark and with lamps and flashlights and I still got to go to work, huh? All right. Jeff Smith, a PG&E spokesperson, said Wednesday the storm damaged 2,075 conductors and forced the replacement of 728 poles.
Oh, that's
another 357 cross arms needed to be replaced, as did 247 transformers. He apologized to customers and framed the wind and rain as the largest single storm producing multiple customer outages in nearly 30 years.
Damn, that's quite a stat.
He says, as a result, 5,000 total employees, including 533 crews, were working to address the lingering blackouts. They're on their way, everyone. We were without for a couple days, and I do know what you're going through. It sucks. You just want to, you got stuff to do. This life doesn't stop. I need my power back so I can actually do the things I got to do. There's that, though. They're working on it. The perfect Valentine's Day date includes flowers, dinner, and a goodnight kiss. Do you know if your boys
that does sound perfect, actually.
Have anything planned for their Valentine's? Have they spoken to you about what they'll do? I know my youngest daughter has to make Valentine's for everyone.
Yeah.
And the middle daughter, I don't know yet. I'm not sure what happens for a 10-year-old Valentine.
The middle daughter.
I'm sorry, not the middle,
secret,
the oldest.
Daughter?
No. I don't know what I'm doing.
Are you sure?
Just riffing.
Someone we
anyway,
don't know.
I don't know what they're up to. So, but
no,
your
and
boys?
I also do not know what they're up to.
Well, what about one of them has a partner?
Yeah,
for
but
sure.
He doesn't live with me, and doesn't want to talk to me about stuff.
Mm.
You know, although he will talk to me about certain things. We talked for a while yesterday about some stuff. But then I'll ask the question.
On.
No, it's a bit private between me and him. But we talked for a little while, and then I asked him one question about his hair, and he disappeared. It was
oh,
done,
this was via text.
Done talking to me. Yeah.
Oh,
he's so funny though. When he does call me, he always uses FaceTime, and he holds the phone down like under. It's like he doesn't realize there's a camera, and it's shooting right up his nose. Like I screenshot it all the time, and then after our call, I send him the photos, and I go, "You should hold it up."
Why won't he just not FaceTime you? Then you wouldn't be looking up his nose.
He wants to see me.
Oh, he's
but he's
trying
not
to see
really
you.
Looking actually. So I don't know why he does that. Maybe he doesn't know how to use phones. That's possible.
That seems highly unlikely.
I know. It seems like boys that age would know how to use phones.
Someone polled 1,000 millennials and Gen Zers who are actively dating and looked at what the perfect Valentine's Day date looks like in 2024, and not much has changed. We're still pretty traditional. The perfect date starts with flowers or a gift. One of you should be picking the other person up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make them meet you somewhere.
Right.
And then it's dinner and a movie.
A movie.
And the night should end, quote, with some form of togetherness. Wink, wink. Alone time with their date, meaning it could be a kiss or more.
Probably more. I mean, I did just play for paper dinner and a movie.
Well. That doesn't get you this.
I agree.
No means no.
Do you hear us? We just reverse rolled.
Right.
That was amazing. How do we do it? We didn't rehearse that. Come on, man. I just paid for dinner and a movie. Get your clothes off.
I've never said that.
I'm saying it.
I know. It also looked at the top plans for people staying in staying in for Valentine's Day. 61% plan to watch a show or a movie together. 59% will cook a nice dinner.
Oh.
And 51% plan to become intimate.
Oh, and that's the whole plan.
Well, if it's left up to certain people, yes, that is the whole plan. That's the party. What? It is.
Right. Yeah. Now you're back on your role.
I know. Well, that's it.
The only thing I want to do is do you.
Right.
That's the only thing I want to do. And I bought dinner. So let's get this show on the road.
I'm watching this show for the after show. That's why, I'll sit here. But what I really want is to meet you up upstairs. Durr. George. The average couple is going out on a date. Going out on a date will spend $114. Not in this city, you won't.
I was going to say, where? Do you live in Nebraska?
Maybe.
Mm. I have some good Nebraska quiz questions for
you. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I've done some digging. I have. We are going to learn more about Nebraska in the 9 o'clock hour than you thought. You didn't want to know all this stuff.
It's going to be a tough game.
It is going to be tough. I think you're both going to lose.
Oh. All right. How about some fast facts?
I love fast facts.
I got a bunch of them. Oh, a bunch. In a deck of cards, every king except for the King of Hearts has a
sword.
Mustache.
Oh.
Oh.
One eye.
The one eye guy is the King of Diamonds.
Oh. I thought it was a jack.
Beethoven jack. And George Washington were alive at the same time. In fact, George was in his 40s when Beethoven was born.
Oh. I thought Beethoven was long before the 1700s.
1,000 seconds is about 16 minutes. A million seconds is 11 days. A billion seconds is 32 years.
That's incredible.
A billion is a lot.
You're saying 11 days is one?
1 million seconds is 11 days. Right. A billion seconds is 32 years. A billion's a lot more. That kind of gives you an idea how much more a billion is than a million.
Well,
it's a lot.
A billion is 1,000 millions. So if 11 times 1,000.
Oh, dear. She's doing stuff now, everyone.
Divided by 365. 30 years. 30.136 years. That's incredible. Incredible.
12:45 a.m. in China.
Thank you.
There are more stars in space than there are grains of sand on every beach on Earth.
Can't see them all, though.
It rains diamonds on Saturn and Jupiter.
We got to go there immediately. It doesn't rain diamonds. That's so stupid.
No, that's a... It's a fact.
Okay. I'm sure it's true. There's no way to disprove it, so I'm going to go with it. Did they also emeralds and other precious gemstones?
A buttload.
Oh.
Is an actual unit of measurement.
Well, of course it is.
Equivalent to 126 gallons.
Oh, my God. Someone has a huge butt. That is like solid butt capacity right there. That's like a Kardashian ass right there.
Did you say on Jupiter that it rains diamonds?
He says Jupiter and Saturn it rains diamonds.
Oh, I see. Because it says, I looked it up, and it says deep within Neptune and Uranus.
Oh, deep in Uranus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. No. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to question your fast facts. Back to you.
Okay, thanks. $1 bills did not have "In God We Trust" on them until 1957.
Is that the same year they added the God stuff to the Pledge of Allegiance? Because that was also much more recent than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the God stuff. Put it on everything.
Well, we know you believe.
That it's wrong, that you're it's on everything? Yes, I do. I actually think that seems, you know, supposedly we all came here for religious freedom and separation of church and state.
And then happened?
The Christians took over.
Ah. Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, Cap'n Crunch. I love Cap'n Crunch. Mm-hmm. I like it with crunch berries, for the record.
Did not achieve the rank of captain until 2023.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Will?
The cereal guy?
What are you talking about, Willis?
His name's His name's been Cap'n Crunch the whole time.
Yeah, but he didn't achieve... Steve Jobs picked the name Apple because he was on a diet
Do
of nothing.
You get that one? I don't get that one. He was on an Apple diet?
Well, you didn't let me finish.
Right, go ahead.
Steve Jobs picked the name Apple because he was on a diet of nothing but fruits and vegetables when the company was starting up.
Oh.
There was never an iPhone 2. They went from the original iPhone right to iPhone 3G.
Specifically because of the 3G network that mm-hmm. was so incredibly amazing at the time. Right. That's interesting.
I think so, too.
These are good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Cap'n Crunch one is weird, but.
Why?
Because his name's been Cap'n the whole time.
Yeah, but you can name someone Cap'n, Captain Antoniel, but he's not a captain.
Maybe he is. Maybe he has his own boat. Aren't you? If you have your own boat, aren't you officially a captain?
No.
Really? Aren't you?
No.
Are we implying that he's in some kind of military unit and not just a guy who has a boat? Cap'n Crunch?
In ancient Egypt.
Yeah. What about it?
The Great Sphinx.
Yes.
Has a tail.
Oh, really?
Look. The picture.
Oh, it's like, well, what's that? Like a human face with cat body and the cat paws and stuff. And then it makes sense that he'd have a wraparound tail. That is amazing, Vinny. I've never seen the ass end of the Sphinx before.
Now you have.
Now I have.
Cleopatra lived closer to the invention of the iPad than she did to the building of the Great Pyramid.
Really? What? How many years? is BC? Was she right around 70 BC or something? She was around when Julius Caesar was, right? Wasn't it Mark Antony went to Egypt?
Of the apples you can buy in a grocery store are over a year old.
What? Whoa. That seems too old. Is it because they've been made in apple juice?
What?
Is it because they're in like apple sauce?
No, I think they freeze them.
Oh. Freezing an apple doesn't turn it to...
I think that's what happens. Oh, I can't be sure. I don't have that as... Let me look further into my fast facts.
You are... There's nothing else there. The fast facts are very questionable today.
I found out the answer to the Captain Crunch thing, though.
Okay, the Captain Crunch thing. We're going back to that.
Apparently, he had three stripes on the mascot's uniform, and it indicated the rank of a commander rather than the four that denotes the rank of a captain. So they had to add that fourth one to make him a captain.
Oh, so they added it. Don't huff at me. It's so strange. What a weird thing. A made-up guy was never really a captain anyway. I mean, we all get that he's a cartoon character.
Well, he is now with the four stripes.
No, so am I. I have a boat.
Coconuts kill more people than sharks every year.
Everything kills more people than sharks. It's just that shark attacks are so gory and hideous.
Horrific.
And scary that they get reported more. Coconut deaths, not as widely reported.
Right.
But there are, I believe that there are more of them.
This one's so dumb. Okay. I can't show it to you guys because you're not here. But they go, and finally, here's what it looks like. Here's what Shaq, the giant basketballer.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Here's what Shaq looks like holding a chicken wing. And it's this.
Oh, my God.
Tiny
is
little thing.
Is he on the hot ones
hand.
There?
I think so.
Okay. That is. It is so. His hands are so big that that chicken wing honestly looks like he's eating a child's entire arm. Like it's. Like a little. It's like a tiny. Like looks like a little tiny fist with a little tiny wrist that he's dipped in sauce. And he's. Yes.
I have a question. Can you even, could you even get your head around trying to be with someone that big?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, you'd be into it.
Well, I mean, if we hit it off and I liked him, I'd be like, well, I guess we're going to have to try and make this work. Let's see what we're working with. My God, it's a monster. This is not going to work. I gotta go. I tried. I gave it my best.
He's so gigantic.
But what if he's not that gigantic there?
There's no possible way.
You don't know. It would be hard to run. If that thing matched the same size as his body and like these gigantic shoes and stuff, and he'd have to strap that thing in so tight to just run
around. Listen, God may be guilty of doing some cruel things here on this planet. You know,
this guy's got a small one, Vin.
There's no possible way.
It's tiny. It's like laughable.
There's no way Drake's bigger than Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, Drake is huge.
No.
Drake is, because that's God's trick on us. That's the joke that God's playing on us. You see how God is? He doesn't care about us. He's just making up all these fun jokes where Shaq doesn't have anything and Drake has a massive one.
No.
Plus, he totally cares about football. So,
our text number is 800-400-3697. Someone is asking the question of the day, and I would like to suggest that maybe we look for him. If you see a buff guy in Niner gear looking for cheap tickets outside the Allegiant Stadium, because our guy has been mysteriously gone all week.
It's almost like he's turning tricks to get the money to get those tickets.
925, where's Alex this week? We don't know.
No, we do know. He's actually still working. He did all the prep this morning and it does takes care of the podcast and stuff, but he's not 100% and none of us want it.
Right.
So that's how it works.
But still, watch out for the buff guy.
Watch out. He is definitely still trying to get in. He's hanging around. He's at the wrong stadium. Someone should give him a call.
Right.
He's also going to need to turn enough tricks to get tickets to Vegas and a place to stay. Oh, I just realized he's probably just pimping out my era.
What?
What? Where does that come from?
Because he's trying to get money to go to this game.
Yeah, I get it.
I'll do anything for you, Alex. He's like, yeah, but what about this one thing?
Including random dudes?
You know?
I want to believe that she's got a line and that's
crosses it. I
want
to believe it, too. Me, too. Who would ever say such a thing? God.
All right, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm working on this game, and it's going to be great. Also, Brittany, Jelly, Mariah, and more.
Hello, Alice.
Alice. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.